Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis Shir, number 478. So, in our Svarim, the Mitzvah Ein is described as the pinnacle of unity between a husband and wife that binds them together. The Zohar says that the actions of Chibuk V'Nishuk, which is hugging and kissing, are indeed expressions of love. But the greatest love and unity happens when they are literally interconnected as one body, when the actual intercourse takes place. And the Zayir Tikuni Zayir, Daf Pei Tes, says, "K'shebizdabik oz hu yichuda shenasa gofechad." Ba'achlis, that's when they're literally one. Masheki b'shari varim, with their other limbs, and afilu b'chibuk v'nishuk, even with hugging and kissing, eino yala achva v'hava, it is a friendship and love, but the ein misyachten li is gofechad, but that's not the true oneness. That's a preparation for it. The Zayir compares davening to of Shemayna Esrei and intimacy as the same concept. This is something that the Baal Shem Tov emphasized in Tzavas Rivash, that people found very surprising at the time and shocking at the time in many instances. But it's a Zohar that compares intimacy, physical intimacy between a husband and wife and Shemayna Esrei. For example, in other parts of davening, if you need your gesture to others, in middle of Shemayna Esrei, we solely focus on our words, no gestures, no outside interference, because it requires the Shemayna Esrei greatest degree of concentration and devotion of Jews to Klal Yisrael. That's the mitzvah ein. A husband and wife come together physically. It's with the greatest measure of unity and love without thoughts of anything else besides the two of them. Many halachas emphasize this point, that it takes place ideally when people won't be walking on the street, that will lose their concentration and devotion towards each other, even for just a moment. Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Mem, Siv Zayin says that Kadeshli Yishma Kol B'nei Adam. And one shouldn't talk about mundane matters during Mitzvah Aina because it disturbs their happiness and may make them lose their focus. Losing their concentration derails their unity and it could cause them to think about other things or other people. So that's very important. The Zohar says basically as follows, that when a man and a woman are in the midst of the union and he has in mind to sanctify himself, that they are whole, they are one, and they are one without any flaws. That's why a man should seek to please his wife at that time. L'sameach es ishtei b'yis hasha, prepare her that she would be as willing as him. L'achin oisa b'ratzon echad imay, to unite as with one will, so that both of them are focused on the same thing, and they both like one connect in body and soul. In soul, l'dafka, to cleave with each other, and in body also. Because it says, so the one who does not marry is like a person with a half a body. And when they unite, they become one. And it's found that they are one soul, one body, and they're called one person. The Netziv says that only through physical relations can you achieve a complete unity. That's a Hemek Dover and Bereshis, Etzem Atzovai. He talks about this concept. The Shevet Musa brings down that the core idea behind a physical act between a husband and wife is to unite their hearts together. That's Shevet Musa Perchov Dalit, Shein Kavanas Azivik Lamalas Taivas Ayetzikim Liyachar Alvaves. The purpose is not the desire to fill their sexual desire, but to connect their hearts, and you're using the fulfillment of the sexual desire to create that connection. Rav Nissen Goyen says, person's physical desire for their partner is what brings peace between the two. The desire is what brings peace between a husband and a wife. The relationship between a husband and wife is deeper than most other relationships that there are. The connection is emotional, paved by the physical language of love. And with the mitzvah that Hashem gifted to us, we can change that atmosphere of the house. That's why, again, many people advise couples that are estranged, besides doing everything dating again, talking to each other again, connecting again in many ways, also to work on becoming more physically intimate again, renew that spark as well. That changes quickly the hergish that's brought upon and brings out a closeness. So it goes both ways. You need an emotional love to get to the physical love properly, but sometimes you need the physical love to spark that emotional love. And the Tver Shleima, Yom Kippur, it says, Ta'anu is nafshay seichem. Ta'anu is a lashon of oina. Because over in the Yom Kippur, the oina is between Hashem and the souls of Klal Yisrael as one. The Gemara says that right after giving the Torah, Hashem says, Shuvu lachem la'ahaleichem, go back to your tents. In other words, they should rejoice in the Simchas oina. That is the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Daf Hamad Aleph says that. B'sinei nami k'siv lecha emar lehem shuvu lechem lo aleichem l'simchas oina. That's what it means. V'simach es ishtoi, make him his wife happy. It's up to the husband to make his wife happy. How? Through mitzvah oina. V'samach is 354. You have to be mesamech her all the days of the year except for Yom Kippur. It's not feasible, but that's the concept behind it, that every day should be filled with simcha. We mentioned in the last year about the Bris Milah's day 8, so that people shouldn't think that the whole world is happy and the mother and father are sad. Why sad? This is Rashi. Rashi need the Lamed Aleph. Avimai Atzevim, why are they saddened? Shasurim B'tashmish. The usher to have relations. So you see the importance from the Torah to have these relations, to connect. Another big important insight is to remember that the act of pleasure is part of the mitzvah, or a reward for the mitzvah, as we're going to explain. And it comes with a mental and an emotional contentment, not just a physical satisfaction. The Rekeach brings down, brings down kibushas tashmish, they need to be without clothing. Imhe marunim, if they're not wearing clothing. Nehenen zemezeh, the Yehovu zezeh. They'll have more pleasure for one another, and they will love each other. People make mistakes about this, because and the Eglei Tal brings down, that Talmud Torah is brought down like this. He brings down the Nagdama there. He says that if one gains pleasure and enjoys learning, some people say that's not Torah Lishma. He rebuts that. He says, Adarabba, this is Lishma Mamash. It's kedai to learn that Eglei Tal inside. He says, Gizeo ikar mitzis lima Torah liyassas v'sameach. The ikar mitzis lima Torah is to be rejoice, omis aneg b'limudai. The pleasure one takes from learning Torah is part of the mitzvah. Is part of the mitzvah. And the way it works by Talmud Torah, same applies by Aina. The pleasure is part of the mitzvah. People make that mistake. They believe that it's for the sake of the mitzvah, the less physical enjoyment you should have. The reverse is true. The more physical pleasure you should have. Very, very important. Why v'davak b'ishtoi? Well, how do you connect to your wife? And the Sanhedrin Gemara Nun Ches says, v'loy b'zachar. Why not by a zachar, by a male? Because it's like a dibbuk. There's no real connection in homosexuality. Why mitosha ainan nishkav nehena? The one who's being nishkav does not have any anov, ainan bik imoy, and no one connects to that point. So you see here clearly that the hanoah brings the closeness. It's a chelik of the mitzvah. It brings the closeness. Pleasure, either Mazritcha Magid says the same thing in Magid Devar of Yaakov, Amud Kufla Amidalid. He says pleasure is what connects two things, including husband and wife. Connects it. Shatayinu hu amechabesh nei devarim, l'moshel zachar nekeva, and it connects you. So as long as the mitzvah's ayin is not for the sake of self-indulgence, but rather for a deeper purpose, then they will become closer to one another. B'nei Yisoschar brings down also pru ruvu. Pru is lashon plural. Question is, we know that only the man is technically mitzvah on pru ruvu, not the woman. Why is there plural? So the B'nei Yisoschar answers that pru ruvu, the mitzvah, is only fully fulfilled when they both have pleasure doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, of this Beis HaMikdash, that they have pleasure in their mikdash ma'at, they have pleasure in their bedroom. Pruvu is when the wife also has that pleasure. Otherwise, it's not the full kiyum of the mitzvah. just like it's part of Einik Shabbos. Like Rashi says, Friday night is a special time for enjoyment. It's a special time for bodily pleasure. That's brought down in Ksubas Amabez Amid Bez. That's a Rashi there. Shuleil Tainig Ushvisav Ano Asagof. It's a night of Tainig, a night of resting, a night of using that Tainig L'Shem Shemayim. Einik Shabbos. Rashi says Friday night's a special time for enjoyment and for bodily pleasures, like we just said. The Munkach Rebbe in Divrei Torah Madura Vav Aisava Gimel says that the mitzvah Einik done is a source of Einik Shabbos. It must entail physical pleasure. Otherwise, you're missing both in the mitzvah Einik and in the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. The Tanya brings down in the letters that Rava said in the Gemara, you want to be eat fatty meats and drink wine, tasty wine, to be marchiv yadas, kol hakavod. Do it. It's a healthy thing. Chavos Halavos brings down that the pleasure one derives from Aina is actually a reward for fulfilling the mitzvah. Rav Adi Yosef ben Tamar Tanura says, even deeper, Schar Mitzvah Nitzvah, he says that everything that you enjoy in the mitzvah is considered a mitzvah in and of itself, and you'll get schar on the mitzvah that you did, and also on the pleasure that you derived from this giving. Very, very important concept. The Chazal say that although one does not make a bracha before Aina, and the rule is really one shouldn't take enjoyment in the world before making a bracha, so the Bnei Yisachar explains that although the Chazal did not institute a bracha for Mitzvah Aina or the pleasure of it, but a person that's Erlich nevertheless should thank Hashem for the pleasure that was derived in whatever language he understands or she understands, because whether you intend or not, the enjoyment did happen. Right? Yirei Shemaim Yishabach V'yoyde B'choloshin Shemeivin Al Ha'ano. That's why it is healthy to show appreciation to each other for the Hashem sending each one of the couple, husband to wife to husband, to give pleasure to one another, to be a shliach of Hashem to give pleasure to one another, which is very, very important. And to recognize from Hashem, turn to Hashem and say, I don't take this pleasure lightly. I take it seriously. I take it with a responsibility and with an achrayas. And I don't take it for granted. And I will use it in a way that's going to be used the right way and not the wrong way for the rest of my life, for the rest of our lives. So schar mitzvah mitzvah. The enjoyment is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself, especially in the mitzvah's aina. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help, and the couple should daven for this, that you should have a unity physically and spiritually and emotionally together, with a bracha and atzlacha, all in good health, and with a simcha, with a simcha sachayim, and a simcha for each other, l'sanag al Hashem, every pleasure for the sake of Hashem, that Hashem has nachas ruach from it, and you connect to Hashem in the most beautiful way, by loving your husband, by loving your wife the right way. Bracha atzlacha.